In today's Hot Plasmids podcast, we introduce you to a new reverse transcriptase, a nanobody toolkit, and plasmids for studying protein-DNA interactions. Marathon-RT, a highly processive reverse transcriptase. Researchers from Dr. Anna Pyle's lab at Yale University recently deposited a plasmid for expressing a novel reverse transcriptase, Marathon-RT. Reverse transcriptases are critical tools for many fields of biology and enable the conversion of RNA templates to DNA, but suffer from several important shortcomings, including low processivity, i.e., the probability of the polymerase continuing to copy the template rather than dissociating from it. Marathon-RT significantly outperforms other reverse transcriptases in this regard, and is even able to reverse transcribe the extremely long, highly structured HCV genome, which contains about 9.6 kb of highly structured template. Marathon-RT also faithfully transcribes RNA to DNA, with low error rates compared to other reverse transcriptases. Marathon-RT represents a major step forward in facilitating techniques that are dependent on long, error-free reverse transcription of RNA, such as long-read cDNA sequencing and RNA sequencing of complex heterogeneous RNA samples. Furthermore, such highly processive enzymes, and the structural understanding thereof, have the potential to provide improvements to existing technologies based on polymerase processivity. Nanobody toolkit to monitor retrograde transport at the cell surface. Nanobodies are single-domain antibody fragments typically engineered from heavy-chain-only antibodies found in camelids. They possess many advantages over conventional antibodies. They are small, roughly 10 to 15 kilodaltons, stable, highly soluble, and non-immunogenic, yet are still just as specific to their target as regular antibodies. These properties make nanobodies easier to transform and express in bacteria, which, in turn, makes them more adaptable to a broad range of applications. Recently, the Spiess Lab developed a set of functionalized nanobodies to study retrograde transport from the cell surface. Their toolkit includes a set of plasmids, each containing an anti-GFP nanobody, fused with a different functional element, allowing for quantitative analysis using different detection methods. These functional elements include the tyrosine sulfation consensus sequence, fluorophores, and APEX2. Since the anti-GFP nanobody is able to bind fluorescent proteins derived from A. victoria, the functionalized nanobodies described here can be used to target any protein fused with GFP, YFP, M. cerulean, or other related fluorophores. A new method to identify proteins occupying a specific genomic locus, Cas-Spex. Stephen Carr's lab at the Broad Institute focuses on proteomics, developing and applying new technologies to quantify proteins in tissues, cells, and biofluids. Recently, Sam Myers, a scientist in the group, developed a CRISPR-based approach to detect proteins that associate with specific genomic loci. He made use of catalytically inactive dCas9 by fusing it to an engineered peroxidase, APEX, that labels proximal proteins with biotin as an affinity tag. This Cas-Spex construct is guided by a predefined sgRNA sequence to a specific genomic locus and labels the proteins in its vicinity with biotin. The biotin-labeled proteins can then be isolated and analyzed. In their work, the Carr lab specifically investigated protein binding at the TERT gene, but this method enables the unbiased discovery of proteins involved in transcriptional regulation and chromatin structure at your locus of choice. A new method to identify proteins occupying a specific genomic locus, CBURST. Similarly to the Carr lab, Eric Sontheimer and his group from the University of Massachusetts Medical School have developed a group of plasmids that can be used to label all proteins within a radius of approximately 20 nanometers of a specific DNA sequence in only 1 minute. Using these lentiviral plasmids, catalytically inactive Cas9, fused to APEX2, is expressed from a TET/SHIELD1 inducible CMV promoter and targeted to a sequence of interest with an sgRNA expressed from a separate plasmid. The Sontheimer lab used this technology, which they call CBURST, dCas9 APEX2 biotinylation at genomic elements by restricted spatial tagging, to confirm the composition of proteins found at the telomere, and hope it can be used to expand our understanding of proteome localization in future studies of other genomic loci. Thanks for listening to our Hot Plasmids podcast. To learn more about new plasmids entering the repository, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and our blog. AdGene, a better way to share science.